Utah communities could feel many impacts because of proposed changes within President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Several of the Republican Party's proposals include pushing some of the costs for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly referred to as food stamps, onto states. Gina Cornea with Utahns Against Hunger says that would mean Utah would have to pick up the slack to the tune of about $20 million. She says because income tax cuts at the state level are passed every year, human services are already struggling. But over the weekend, Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough rejected several provisions, including shifting the cost of SNAP benefits to states. Cornea says if it were to happen, Utahns would go hungry.
Our fear is that states will just opt out and not have a program, which would, in Utah, leave 188,000 people without any SNAP benefits.
Cornea says other proposals are also troubling. She says SNAP benefits have always had work requirements and contends they work, but those could be further expanded in the name of avoiding waste, fraud, and abuse. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act still finds itself in the Senate, where it awaits changes before being sent back to the House. Shannon Hike Williams with the National Wildlife Federation says something else on the chopping block as part of the budget reconciliation package are clean energy tax credits that have been made possible through the Inflation Reduction Act. She says, put simply, the tax and spending bill could gut energy projects around the country. She says since 2022, Utah has seen millions of dollars in federal investments, which have translated to energy and manufacturing projects.
That requires new workers in construction and manufacturing operations. So there's just really significant opportunities for people in these communities, for families, for local economies dependent on these types of jobs.
But the future of these incentives remains to be seen. Republican Utah Senator John Curtis is one of a handful of outspoken Republicans calling for the preservation of the clean energy tax credits passed under former President Joe Biden. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.